Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday to feel the Holy Spirit, to listen and to pray. For the temple is a house of God, a place of love and beauty. I'll prepare myself while I am young. This is my sacred duty. I'd love to see the temple. I'll go inside someday. I'll covenant with my Father. I'll promise to obey. For the temple is a holy place where we are sealed together. As a child of God, I've learned this truth.
Last week, we learned that our Heavenly Father has a plan for us. We lived in heaven with Heavenly Father before we came to earth. We are His spirit children and had spirit bodies. We loved Him, and He loved us. Heavenly Father taught us about His plan for us. It is called the plan of salvation. If we follow His plan, we can become like Heavenly Father. The plan was for us to come to earth to have bodies of flesh and blood. We would be tested to see if we would choose to obey God's commands. The plan of salvation provides a way for us to live with Heavenly Father again. We would need to keep the commandments, but we would also need help. We need a Savior. Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Jesus loved Heavenly Father. Jesus also loved us. He agreed to come to earth. He would provide the way for all of us to be saved. He agreed to suffer for our sins. He would also die and be resurrected so that we would be resurrected too. Heavenly Father told Jesus to make an earth for us. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. He put plants and animals on the earth. Now we had an earth to come to where we would have bodies of flesh and blood. Many people come to live on earth. Some of them choose to obey God's commandments, some do not. The ancient prophets taught the people about Heavenly Father's plan and about Jesus Christ. The prophets said that Jesus would be kind and perform many miracles. Before He died, Jesus would suffer for the sins of all people, so they would not have to suffer if they would repent. Many prophets knew that Jesus Christ, our Savior, would be crucified. He would be nailed to a wooden cross and give His life for us. After 3 days, He would be resurrected. His spirit would come back into His body. Because Jesus would die and be resurrected, we would all be resurrected too. This week we will learn about two stories that show just how much Heavenly Father loves His children. If we follow Him and have faith, we will be blessed and we will see the effects of His plan in our lives. Please turn to chapter 1, Zacharias and Elizabeth, on page 6 of the New Testament Stories book.
Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were Jews who lived near Jerusalem. They obeyed God's commandments. For many years, they prayed to have a baby. When they were old, they still had no children.
Zacharias was a priest in the temple. One day, an angel named Gabriel came to him.
Gabriel said that God would answer Zacharias and Elizabeth's prayers. They would have a baby. Gabriel said that they should name the baby John.
Gabriel said that John would be a righteous prophet of God. He would teach people about Jesus Christ.
Zacharias did not believe the angel. Elizabeth was too old to have a baby. Gabriel said that because he did not believe what God had promised, Zacharias would not be able to talk until John was born.
Why do we pray to Heavenly Father for the things that we need?
Because Jesus and Heavenly Father always answer your prayers.
Zacharias had a hard time showing faith that Heavenly Father would answer his prayers. What does it mean to show faith? Katya?
To believe in something you can't see.
Very good. Were you going to add to that, Lizzie?
And being brave.
You bet. Showing faith can mean that you're brave. Why is it important to always show faith? Alex, do you know?
So that God knows that you believe in Him, and so He has more of a reason to give blessings to you, maybe.
Excellent. I agree. How do we demonstrate our faith in Heavenly Father? Chloe?
Once I lost a puzzle piece of my favorite puzzle, and I prayed to find it, and I did.
So Chloe demonstrated that, right? Faith. Excellent. Can you think of a time in your life when you showed faith just like Chloe just showed? Lizzie?
Once when my mom really wanted me to go on a really big slide, and I said, no, I don't want to, and I still did, and it was really fun.
Well, fun. That's great. What about you, Katya?
The tooth that you pulled out, I put it somewhere, and then I lost it, and so I prayed to help me and my family find it, and we found it.
Wow. Alex?
I guess we demonstrate our faith in Heavenly Father by praying to Him, because that lets Him know that you know that He's there, and following His commandments, I guess.
You know, that is true. That is a great way to demonstrate. Thanks, Alex. What promise did the angel Gabriel make to Zacharias and Elizabeth in the temple? Katya?
That they would have a baby.
Wow. Why was it hard for Zacharias to believe that he and Elizabeth would have a son? Chloe?
Because Elizabeth was too old to have a baby.
That's right. Why should we listen more to Heavenly Father over anyone else, including ourselves? Lizzie?
Because he knows what we should do, and no one else in the world knows what we should do better.
Right. Excellent. Katya, can you add to that?
Because Heavenly Father never lies.
I agree. He sure does not. Why do you think Heavenly Father made it so that Zacharias could not speak? Chloe?
Because he did not believe the angel.
Why is it important to act quickly when Heavenly Father commands us to do something?
So that we don't forget.
Wow, that is true. Alex?
Because he might be commanding you to do something that's needing to be done at that particular time.
Great. Even though Zacharias could not speak, he was still promised that he would have a son. What promises has Heavenly Father made to us? Lizzie?
That there would not be a flood on the earth again after there was a flood with Noah and the ark.
Okay, great. Chloe?
That after we died, we would go live with him forever.
That is a great promise. Sometimes we're asked to believe something even though we can't see it. When that belief is in Heavenly Father and Jesus, we are exercising faith. The Book of Mormon teaches us that faith is like a little seed. If it is tended properly, it will grow and flourish. If we nourish our seeds with prayer, scripture study, and kindness to others, we will feel our faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus grow, and we will receive many wonderful blessings, just like Zacharias and Elizabeth. If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about Zacharias and the visit he received from the angel Gabriel. Zacharias was blessed to receive a visit from the angel Gabriel. However, he was not the only one that Gabriel was commanded to visit. Open your New Testament Stories book and turn to Chapter 2, Mary and the Angel, on page 8.
Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth. They were very good people. They loved each other and were going to be married.
One day, the angel Gabriel came to Mary. He told Mary that God would bless her.
Gabriel told Mary that she would be the mother of the Son of God. His name would be Jesus, and he would be the King of all righteous people.
Mary said that she would obey Heavenly Father and be the mother of Jesus.
Why did Heavenly Father send the angel Gabriel to speak with Mary?
So that he could inform Mary that Jesus would be born.
Excellent, of course. Chloe?
That she was going to have a baby.
Okay. Lizzie?
Because Mary was going to have a baby and she didn't have a husband yet.
In what ways does Heavenly Father speak with us? Katya?
Through our hearts.
Definitely. Emily?
When he answers our prayers?
Absolutely. Chloe?
Through the scriptures and through our primary teachers.
Did anyone else want to add to anything, Alex?
Through the Holy Ghost.
I love it. What a wonderful answer. God showed that he knew Mary personally. How does it make you feel to know that he knows you personally?
Happy and loved.
Oh, happy and loved. Absolutely right. Lizzie?
It makes me feel happy because he knows everyone by name on earth.
I know that Heavenly Father knows each one of us personally, and that he loves us all. Mary must have felt God's love for her in this moment. I testify that he will find special moments to show each of us just how special we are to him. What are some of the ways that Heavenly Father shows his love for us? Emily?
By answering our prayers.
How do you think Mary felt to find out that she would be the mother of Jesus, Lizzie?
Happy, because she knew that Jesus would be the king of the world.
Emily?
Happy because she knew that he would be the Son of God.
Great. Why do you think Heavenly Father chose to tell Mary this? Why did he choose to do that? Alex?
Because Mary was probably a responsible person and a righteous person, so he thought she kind of deserved to know.
Okay. How do you think it helped her to know? Katia?
So she would be prepared.
Very good. Chloe, how did Mary show her faith in God?
Because she said that she will obey and be the mother.
Perfect. How is Mary's experience with the angel Gabriel different from Zacharias's? Alex?
Because Zacharias didn't necessarily believe the angel Gabriel, and Mary did.
Right. What does it say about Mary that Heavenly Father chose her for such an important mission? Katia?
Because she was a righteous woman.
Why does Heavenly Father need his servants to be righteous like Mary?
So there wouldn't be, anything in the way of the plan of salvation or something.
Okay. What can we do to make sure that Heavenly Father can always call on us whenever he needs us? Alex?
If you feel a temptation, that you can obey from the Holy Ghost. And so Heavenly Father knows that he can count on you for doing important stuff.
I'm trying to be like Jesus. I'm following in his ways. I'm trying to love as he did in all that I do and say. At times I am tempted to make a wrong choice, but I try to listen as the still small voice whispers, loves you. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought. For these are the things Jesus taught. I'm trying to love my neighbor.
Children, Mary was a very special woman with a special mission. If we are righteous, we will see that Heavenly Father has a plan for us as well. As we fulfill everything that he asks of us, we will see more and more in our lives just how much he loves us. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 3, John the Baptist is born, and Chapter 4, Joseph and the Angel.
See you next week.
Scripture Path.